Gumball. And it's more of a... Yeah?
¿Cómo están, chicos?
Buenas tardes.
¿Cómo fue el martirón?
Ah, qué bueno. Aquí lo tengo. ¿Desde antier?
Sí, pero nomás que salí ayer.
Vegetables.
Spinach?
Or something that grows well.
Well, I want to say pepper, but it's not pepper. It's,
what would you use in a salad?
Lettuce?
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat lettuce. I'm allergic to it. I eat a piece of lettuce and I scratch my eyes for 2 hours. Or sometimes all day.
Wanted to buy some lettuce, you'd ask for 2 or 3.
Heads.
Would you ever use that word heads talking about children? Say if you have 6 children, say you have 6 heads of children?
No.
What about if someone has about 14 children? You say you really had a...
big family.
Do you ever say a tassel?
No.
You ever heard that?
No.
What if someone had about 1,000 acres? You'd say he had a what of land?
Section.
Mm-hmm. What is a section exactly?
A section is 640 acres.
Well, what if you just mean that someone has a large amount? You'd say he has a
big ranch,
mm-hmm.
a large place, a big spread.
What about a right smart of land? Did you ever hear that?
No, no, that's that's more of a... around the Mississippi Delta, that's where they use the smart Mississippi. Old man Gallion was from Mississippi, he used it. My wife, my first wife's grandmother was from Mississippi. She was a right smart of land, right smart of, made a right smart of butter. She made a, mm-hmm. old man, she made a right smart of everything.
But you would never use that?
We never used it.
What different kinds of beans do people grow around here?
Well, they have string beans and black-eyed peas, that's a kind of a bean instead of a pea,
mm-hmm.
and regular frijole pinto beans, like mm-hmm. we had at noon if you ate some.
Mm-hmm.
Can we stop right now?
Sure.
Concha!
What's the difference between string beans and green beans?
The same thing. String beans and Kentucky Wonders, and there's lots of brands, and there's one that's called a string bean.
Mm-hmm.
It grows on the lawn. I don't think we had any at noon. I love them because they don't have too many calories, and they put a lot of bulk in your diet, and you're not hungry all the afternoon.
To get the beans out of the pods, you say you have to...
I don't know.
You say you have to shell them, or you have to...
Yeah, shell them, shell beans, yeah. The way we shell them, we didn't pull them out of the pot. We'd wait till they dried and put them on a big canvas and hit them with a stick, vine and all, and shake them. And then once in a while, one would be a little bit soft, and you'd have to pull them out.
Mm-hmm.
You leave them out on the canvas, say, from 3 to 5 or 3 to 4 to 5 in the afternoon, sit there. They get a little bit dry. Then when you store them, they don't mildew. We used to plant at the ranch, the Mexicans that lived out, they would always plant 3 or 4 rows, 5 rows of beans and 2 or 3 rows of tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd can a lot of tomato and make like a paste. And they use that in cooking, they'd bottle it.
Do you have a kind of bean here you call lima beans or butter beans?
Yes, but they don't grow good here. Yeah. Not too good.
What do you call those?
Lima beans or butter beans.
What's the difference?
Well, the limas are the little ones and the butter ones are the big ones.
Mm-hmm. And
the little green